Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everybody, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, here on the 17th day of June, 2015. You're tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network. The show is called Attitude of Gratitude, and the wonderful music you're hearing comes to us from the award-winning artist David Martinka. You're going to find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We thank him so much for his gracious contribution in sponsoring this program by providing the music. And we appreciate your contribution. You kind of sponsor the show when you tune in and listen to it, so that's pretty cool. And remember, there is a Facebook page, Perspective Power, which is facebook.com/perspectivepower. And you can also show your support right here live on the network at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. Great way to stay in tune, updated, and know exactly what's going on, because we keep you updated via those two energies. Oh my gosh, heal your life using an attitude of gratitude. I really and truly believe that we take great happiness. We get great happiness, I should say. We say we take great pride. And I thought, that's not really what I'm trying to say. But have you ever noticed that when people get together, and maybe it's just the age thing, you know, I'm over 50, and it's kind of one of those things where when I talk with people I haven't spoken to in a long time, or friends that I have that I see, you know, when we all get a chance, first thing we're talking about is what's wrong with our lives. It's like, so what have you been up to today? Oh, well, you know, I dealt with this, and I dealt with that, and I dealt with this, and I dealt with that. And I'm kind of chuckling because, you know, we imagine that this is a bunch of people sitting around in a retirement community, older people, and that's all they can talk about because they saw this doctor at this time and this doctor at this time, and they've got this complaint and this misery and this whatever else. And it isn't just our health when I say that. People are talking about their finances and how they want them to be better. They're talking about their families, their relationships, and how they want them to be better. That all comprises our life. It's not just our health. It's the status of every single thing that is a part of who we are and what we do, from the weather to the families to the finances to our feet, for heaven's sakes. And we are all looking for the pill. We're all looking for the potion. We're all looking for the thing that's going to make it all better and have it work out. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's an attitude of gratitude. It is. It is. You can sit there and tell me it's not, but I'm going to tell you it is. And until you prove me wrong, I'm going to keep telling you it is. And I don't mean to be, you know, goofy here, but you can't prove me wrong. You know why? Because you haven't done it. If somebody says to me, and they do all the time, gee, Annette, you and that blasted attitude of gratitude, you this and you that and it this and it that, these are the people that haven't tried it. These are the people that haven't owned it. These are the people that don't see success with it because they don't do it. So all I'm suggesting is listen to what I have to say, try it. If it doesn't work for you, try it again. And the thing that I like to suggest is the Thomas Edison approach. Keep trying until it works. He went, 9,999 times before he invented the incandescent light bulb. And when they asked him, how did it feel to fail? He said, I didn't fail. I just found 9,999 other ways it didn't work. So he saved all these other people all this effort and energy. This is what I'm trying to say. Heal your life with an attitude of gratitude. Let's get into this. Okay, great. First of all, things are the way they are because we see them that way. We see them in our mind, we see them with our eyes, and we see them with the interpretation of what our brain believes is possible. Aha. So if we're looking at, let's say, finances, and the pile is just little teeny tiny, and we want the pile to be great big so we can bounce on it like a mattress in a store and we're trying out a new bed. If we only believe that that little teeny tiny pile is the only thing that is ours, I'm not saying the only thing we can achieve. We have dreams. People have. I played that what if game with a friend of mine yesterday. Well, what if we had $5,000? What if we had $10,000? We had a blast thinking, not thinking, but planning what we do with all that money. So the idea is, if our brain can conceive, that we can have that much more money, not just a little wee pile that might be in our wallet. I don't know what I've got in my wallet, $23, $25 right now in cash. Well, what if in my wallet I had $2,500 in cash? What if I could close my eyes and see $2,500? So maybe I can't imagine how many stacks that looks like, but I know what the numbers look like. 2,500 or 2,500. I'm thinking 25,000. I've already gone past 2,500, guys. I'm into 25,000. So let's bump that baby up, and let's say it's 25,000. If my brain can imagine it, okay, I can have it. So what I do is I am now grateful for the fact that I have $25,000. I have $250,000. I have $2.5 million. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Now, you may think that's a silly thing, but I'm going to promise you, if you looked at your finances that way, saw them in an ever-increasing, don't worry about how. How is not your prerogative, okay? Well, that's a whole other show, but that's not your prerogative. But get that feeling. Hold that attitude, and attitude is a feeling. And the feeling you want to have is gratitude towards money, not how it's got you by the throat, not how it's got you held back, but basically that you're grateful for it and you see it in ever-increasing, beautiful, large amounts. I'm going to tell you, you're going to see a shift. We're in a new moon energy right now, I think, and you're going to see a shift in how your life works for you. So that's looking at finances. How can you apply that to your health? Same thing. Most people have something that they wish were different about their health. Maybe they're dealing with issues of sugar. Maybe they're dealing with issues of mobility. Maybe they're dealing with issues. Some people seem to have this cough that they think hangs on forever and ever and ever. If that's all your brain can conceive, is that this cough is going to hang on forever and ever. Or you identify yourself with, oh, hi, I'm the person in the family with, or hi, I'm the person who was diagnosed with, then you keep owning that. And you almost give it your permission. When you're adopting an attitude of gratitude, you're giving yourself permission to think differently about your health. If one aspect of your health is, let's say, you've got, people used to have, they have a trick knee. Well, let me see, a knee is this much of your body, and then there's all the rest of it. And there's all the systems inside of it that work. There's the arteries and the capillaries and the organs and, you know, your spine and your fingers. I mean, there's so much more to your body than just your knee. So why not develop an attitude of gratitude for the rest of your body and how wonderful it is? And rather just say, I'm grateful for my body except for the trick knee. Why not just say, I'm grateful for my wonderful body that gets me everywhere I need to go in fine style and exactly as nature intended it to work? You may think that's kind of silly, but when your body realizes that you're telling it that you see it as healthy and whole, your body can live up to that expectation. The body was designed to heal itself. The body was not designed to fall apart. So as the people say, oh, it's a natural thing to wear out. No, actually, it's really not. The natural thing is for our bodies to last and last and last and last. But things happen along the way. Either we stop allowing our bodies to be healthy and whole. But the way to get it back, the way to move forward, the way to own it again is the attitude of gratitude. And you can have an attitude of gratitude for how great your body really, really is. Now, I talked about relationships here. Okay, great. You have a relationship with your body, a relationship with money, a relationship with food, a relationship with people. In any case, in any way, shape, or form, the best way to keep yourself in a relationship, put my little air quote fingers up there like you could see that, is to be grateful for the relationships you have. Be grateful for the relationship, even if the only thing you have is a good working relationship with your ink pen. I'm a writer. It's important for me to have pens that have ink in them. So I'm grateful for the relationship I have with that ink pen. If I'm grateful for one relationship, I can be grateful for other relationships. That gratitude just sort of envelops it. Now, here's the really crazy thing. If you can be grateful for one thing in your life, I don't care what it is, if you can just be grateful, and I say it all the time, that you got glass in your windows. Hello, there are parts of this country here in the 21st century where parts of this country and parts of this world where there are people who have homes that do not have glass in their windows. You think I'm crazy? Check it out. Those people have anything and everything flying in whenever it wants to. Now, if you can be grateful for the glass in your windows, that gratitude, own it, feel it. You can heal your life using that attitude of gratitude. Now, you didn't even have to apply that to your finances, your friends, your significant others, your vehicle, your body, your food. You didn't have to apply it to any of that. That attitude of gratitude that you can develop for anything in your life that you are grateful for, I mean anything, and I do mean anything, prove me wrong, try it. Come on, go ahead. And you know how to reach me on Facebook and all that stuff, so you go ahead and try it. But if you can be grateful, when you can be grateful, I'm going to drop the if and put the when in there. When you can be grateful, and I mean sincerely feel the gratitude, and it just takes time. It takes time to put that into your head and to own it and to come to terms with it. You can heal any aspect of your life by simply embracing an attitude of gratitude for anything that is around you. And again, I don't tell you something if I don't know it's true. And if I don't know what's true, I'll tell you. I'm not really sure about this. I'm so sure about this, I will sign it and date it. If you were paying me for this information, I would give you your money back if it didn't work. Now, you got to understand, you got to do the work. It isn't just, wow, Annette said this is really cool and she's got a money back guarantee on it. It's like, yeah, but you got to do the work. It's like if somebody says, go to school, you can graduate with a 4.0. Well, no, there's work that you got to do in between there. So you pay all these people to go to school, but you don't do the work, you don't get the 4.0. Sorry about your luck. You can get a 4.0 in attitude of gratitude. That is not the hardest thing in the world to do. Seriously, it's not. What makes it difficult for people is they have spent more time focusing on the things that don't give them gratitude than do, because that has become habit and such a pervasive one. I started the show with, like, we all get together and we all talk about what we don't like. It's become a habit. That's what we do. Why? Because we like to commiserate. We want the sympathy of our friends. We like to know we're not alone. We like other people to know we care. It's okay. We've got your back. We get it. Well, you know what? You may be the only person in the crowd that sits there with that grin on their face. You may be the only person that walks through that store, that mall, that car dealership, wherever you're walking, that bank, with a grin on your face. You do not know the power of that smile. You do not know the power of that joy that you're sending out. You do not understand. You may never understand how that goes out into the world, but I can tell you how it goes out into the world. Somebody who sees you smile, that might be the only smile they see all day. Somebody that feels your energy and gratitude, you might flip that switch for them that makes them think, wow, I've got something to be grateful for. I woke up this morning. I've got something to be grateful for. I got here before the rain started. I have something to fill in the blank. Healing your life using an attitude of gratitude is as simple as having an attitude of gratitude for everything in your life that is amazing and wonderful and fantastic. It's that simple. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be stressful. Yes, you can focus your attitude of gratitude on the specific things like money and health and food, vehicle, relationships. You can do that. But if it is the thing that gets you started, is to simply be grateful for the fact that you have eyes to see around you, that your ears can hear this program, that you have access to the archives, which you will as soon as I hit the stop button, give it 3 minutes, this show will go into archive, listen to it again, share it. Maybe you're grateful that somebody told you that you can be grateful for the skin on your body. Doesn't matter. As long as you can develop an attitude of gratitude about something, and develop means you say it, you feel it, you own it, you believe it, you believe it's possible, and you keep doing it until it becomes your habit. 21 to 40 days, guys, of doing something consistently develops a habit. As a certified hypnotherapist, I teach people that I work with all the time that that is what it takes. You know, it's really funny. When they do it, it does work. And once you see it working in one aspect of your life, you can heal all the rest of it by working it through the rest of your life. And I do promise that that's how it works. I promise it as sure as I'm listening to the wonderful music of David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Find me, Annette Aben, all over the place. Annette Rochelle Aben, just Google search me. I'll come up in almost every social media you've got. And I also recommend that you hook up with us on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/perspectivepower. And remember, try it. You can heal your life using an attitude of gratitude.